Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever Panera delivers for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
My weakest moment, I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here. Grace could never reach that far.
And I've been speaking on a mute phone. Wow, go figure. Well, my name is Blaze. I am your host, and I am grateful to be here. I apologize that I was not here on Monday or Tuesday, because if I do a rebroadcast, you would only hear music if you was calling in live. And so I decided not to do that, but I was busy taking care of myself and resting. I needed some rest and taking care of myself. So I was off the grid for a little while. If you look at my Facebook page or my Instagram, you would notice that I was off the grid for the weekend. It is Gratitude Wednesday. I am grateful, very grateful to be back. And by all means, gosh, I keep doing it, muting off myself, cutting myself off. Ooh, you heard Matthew West, Grace Wins, and I don't know what's going on with me tonight, okay? I really don't. I am very excited to be here, but at the same time, I seem to be having some issues where when I think I am on live, I am muted, and when I think I am muted, I am on live. Go figure. Not sure what's happening here, but yeah, that's what's happening. So I'm just going to go with the flow, enjoy it for what it is. The joke's on me, and I'm going to laugh with myself, at myself, because sometimes in life, you just have to do that. We cannot be so uptight that we cannot even laugh at our own selves. So there you have it, Gratitude Wednesday. I am having me a beautiful, nice, warm cup of tea. And ha ha ha, my grandson is upstairs calling, "Nana, where are you?" Because he has not fallen asleep yet. And that is partly why I'm having all of these issues this evening, because not his fault, my fault. I went upstairs to tuck him in and called in with one phone and had the other phone downstairs already prepared and queued in. And between the two phones, I just don't seem to be able to get it right. But I think I got it now. And so he's upstairs calling, "Nana, where are you?" What am I going to do? We had a fabulous day today at the gym. He tried a new, I don't even know what to call it. There's so many things in the gym, and I don't know their names. But this particular one is a rope that you sit on and you swing. So I'll just say the swinging rope. And he was not afraid of that today. He actually enjoyed it. And, of course, as always, I have videos and pictures, you know, because I get all excited, and that's what nanas do. Anyway, Gratitude Wednesday, grateful that I am able to watch him grow, make memories with him, and to be there at this point in his life, because these are the most critical stage, and I am so glad to be the one in his life helping him to learn about life and passing on to him some of the wisdoms and foundation that my dear grandmother gave me that have kept me till this day. So, look, Stephen Curtis Chapman, love.
Pull me out of my sleep, tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. And I'm praying by the man I wanna be, saying, "God, please take all of me. Takes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So
I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love. Just take these words that I'm speaking, love. Take these thoughts that I'm thinking, love. Take me over. Love, fill up all of my space and love. Come stand here in my place. Love, hear this prayer that I'm praying, love. Take me, love, take me over. Love, take me over.
Take me over.
Never been so sure of anything in my life.
With him, I do every day. I ask him what it is that you made me for. Show me today, because when he made me, he had a plan, and every single day of our life, he's already spoken for. And so I always ask him, what is your plan for me today? And sometimes he answered, and I understand, and sometimes maybe he does, and I don't. But have you ever wondered why? And I know sometimes we ask ourselves that question and we think the worst, you know, because things are going so bad in our life and say, why did you make me? Did you make me to? Because we look at the suffering and we think that, well, because we're going through these things, you know, it's something is wrong. We should not be suffering. We should not be going through any bad experiences. We should not be exposed to any bad thing. Reality is, even God himself was exposed. Christ was exposed. Christ went through. Christ overcame. And because of that, we have an example of how to live life. So Yolanda Adams never gave up. I'll be right back. Yolanda Adams, never give up. You can never give up. And that is one of the things that having a spirit of gratitude will do for you. It will not allow you to give up, not at all. It will not allow you to give up. A spirit of gratitude takes you through. Even when things look dull, things look bleak, a spirit of gratitude will take you through mountains and you will look like you never lift a finger. Count your blessings instead of your sorrows is one of the most important things you can do for yourself, because as long as you are focusing on the joy, on the good, on the positive in your life, there will always be more positive, joyful moments for you to be grateful for. And let's face it, it is not always easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it is easy. It is not always easy, because sometimes even the motivator needs some motivation. There are days when I open my eyes and I just want to keep it closed and go back to bed, because I need some encouragement myself. And when that happens, I find a song, I find some quotes, I find some poems, I find my Bible, or I find Netflix, believe it or not. You know, I find Netflix. There is a movie by Queen Latifah and LL Cool J, Holidays. And that movie brings me to tears every single time. But I love it because it is so inspiring and encouraging. One of my other movies that I love it so much. I actually love the series so much that I have the DVDs. And I love Reese Witherspoon because she's just so funny. So I have the series of Legally Blonde. Yes, I do. Legally Blonde. I do. I have it because it's a funny movie, but it's also a very inspiring, encouraging movie, because nobody thought that she would make it into Harvard, and she did. And not only she entered Harvard, she became a great attorney. Now, I know it's just a movie, as every other movie, but there is something about watching the underdog, you know, succeed or win. And we are all success stories, and that's just what I see when I see these movies. I see even those who are down and out can dig themselves out. If you are truly grateful for what you have and you are determined and you learn how to encourage yourself and love yourself and accept yourself. One of the things I learned about, one of the things that I love Holiday for is that, yes, Queen Latifah thought she had an illness and she was going to die, and it was, well, her character, that is. And so she took all of her money and decided she was finally going to live life. And, you know, one of the things I ask myself sometimes to make sure that I am always reminded that being grateful means enjoying the life that you have now, living the life that God gave you now. So I always check myself on that and ask, you know, am I living to the best of my ability where I am right now with what I have in hand right now? Am I living to the best of my ability? And if the answer ever comes up as a no, I find something to do that I've always wanted to do but I've been afraid to do, and I do it. Hence, reason why I'm speaking to you right now, because speaking to the public is one of the things that just crippled me, but I'm doing it right now. And so when you do things, when you come out of your comfort zone, and you stretch a little and you do things, you discover something about yourself. You discover your passion. And like we spoke about on the program last Friday, you know, when you step into your truth and you begin to tell your story, you're not only helping others, you're also helping yourself, because you are cutting off the bondages that had you hostage, but you are also releasing others who are being held hostage by their beliefs.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
The brilliance, brother. I'll be right back. I have to mute because I'm going to dance.
When I look into the face of my enemy, I see my brother, I see my brother. When I look into the face of my enemy, I see my brother, I see my brother.
Can predict what the future holds. In order to enjoy everything life has to offer, you need a strong immune system. It's important to educate immune cells to prepare your body for the unexpected. Support your immune system by incorporating 4 Life Transfer Factor products into your life. Feel confident in every situation and enjoy superior health and wellness. In today's world, it's not enough just to eat healthy and exercise. With exposure to threats in every walk of life, your immune system is constantly being challenged by invaders. The immune system is your main line of defense, and it must be vigilant in order for you to remain healthy. 4-Life Transfer Factor products are designed specifically for our time, developed to support your immune system in a unique and effective way. These patent-protected products don't just supply the body with nutrients. They provide vital information to immune cells, enabling their ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential threats. The power behind these top-selling 4-Life products are immune system messengers called transfer factors. Transfer factors are found in colostrum, or a mother's first milk, as a way for mothers to transfer immune system information to their young. 4-Life obtains transfer factors from cow colostrum and, through innovative research, chicken egg yolks. The discovery that immunity can be borrowed from one species and shared with another is what forms the foundation of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Years of research and hundreds of studies show the ability of transfer factors to educate immune cells so your body can quickly recognize threats and deal with them accordingly. Our flagship product, 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor Formula, enhances, educates, and balances the immune system. With the exclusive Trifactor Formula, it boosts the activity of your body's important first-line defenders called natural killer cells by a proven 283%. Available in a capsule or in a delicious citrus cream chewable tablet, either way, you can enjoy the immune system benefits of these unique products. 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula, 4-Life's top-selling product, includes the benefits of 4-Life Transfer Factor in addition to other immune system support ingredients. These include mitake and shiitake mushrooms and baker's yeast to add nutritional and body-fortifying benefits. Independent test results show this immune system powerhouse boosts the body's natural killer cell activity by 437%. Every 4-Life Transfer Factor product is certified, guaranteeing our commitment to the identity, purity, strength, and composition of our ingredients. 4-Life is there when you need us most, with products for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life with 4-Life.
Yes, 4-Life Transfer Factor, 4-Life Cardio, 4-Life Renewal, 4-Life Fiber System Plus, 4-Life Vision. 4-Life has so many amazing products to assist you in getting, staying healthy and boosting your immune system. If you are interested in any of the 4-Life products, visit my website, www.4thewoodlife.com/blaze, and you will be able to purchase any 4-Life product on. Also, you can visit my Facebook page, Health is Wealth, and you can purchase there. You can also give me a call at 315-333-2377 if you are looking to get healthy, lose weight, needing a health coach. I would be more than happy to assist you in reaching your healthy goal. 315-333-2377. My name is Blaze. I am your host. I am taking my 4-Life products. I always take my 4-Life products while I'm speaking to you. So right now, my Transfer Factor, my Cardio, and my Bio EFA is in my hand, and I'm going to put it in my mouth as soon as I stop speaking and take them. And as you can see, I am still allergy symptom free. You could hear my voice. My throat is still very clear. And I am grateful for the assistance of my products. My name is Blaze. As I said, it is April 25th, Wednesday, April 25th. This is our segment, Gratitude Wednesday. And I want to speak to you a little bit about how to develop a spirit of gratitude. Because, you know, we talk about gratitude and we talk about you should always be grateful, but it's not easy. So how does someone who is angry, who is unforgiving, who has a whole lot on their plate, who just does not seem to understand why are they going through the things that they're going through, why are they working so hard and they have no money, why are they working so hard and they can't make ends meet? How do you foster a spirit of gratitude? So tonight I'm going to give you some advice based on this article. Well, I'm not going to give you advice. I'm going to share an article with you, 5 Ways to Cultivate a Spirit of Gratitude by Laurel Story. And she wrote this article on November 14th, 2013, and it is in Perspective. And she says, we live in a world whether to pursue the small, different, we live in a world where the pursuit of more, different, and better has become a number one priority. It's only too easy to get caught up in that mindset, lost focus, and quickly become dissatisfied with our lot in life. We've certainly been there and done that. But I am also learning that practicing gratitude is the first step towards restoring balance, contentment, and joy to my life. So one of the five of the attitudes that Laura is sharing with us is one of those that I mentioned earlier, and that article is found on alphabetsalad.com. Yes, alphabet like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the alphabet, alphabetsalad.com. And so the very first thing is count your blessings. So no matter how bad your day went today, find something good that happened in your life today. Focus on that, whether even if it was just the smile that you got from a stranger or a coworker, or someone stepped aside so you could walk through, or someone opened the door for you, the simplest thing. And give thanks for that, because this might seem like an obvious first step, but think about it for a moment, she says. How often do we take what we might think as the little things for granted? A comfortable bed, perhaps, or access to fresh and clean water, plenty of food, and a warm, dry home. And forget just how very, very fortunate and blessed we are to have them. Can you think about that? It's break time, so I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I will read the rest of them for you and tell you what those things are. But in the meantime, I will also share the link on my Facebook page after the program. In the meantime, sit back
this
and relax.
This program is being
right
brought
back
to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yolanda Adams, be blessed.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares. about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if He would be there for you.
Yolanda Adams, be blessed, be blessed. My name is Blaise, I'm your host, and now I'm giving 5 ways to cultivate a spirit of gratitude by Laura Story. And number 2 is practice gratitude in difficult times. You know, sometimes it's very difficult, especially when you're going through something devastating, to be grateful. But Laura says that she has found that it can be challenged to practice gratitude when she is in the midst of an undesirable or unsatisfactory situation. However, perhaps the most important time in which to do so. And there is a saying that when praises go up, blessings come down. And when you are going through the storm, you need to just put your hands up and just praise God, even in the midst of the storm. Because what did He say to Peter and the rest of the disciples when they were in the boat in the storm and they thought they were going to drown, and they called out and said, "Master, save us, we're drowning." And He said to them, "O ye of little faith." So sometimes when we are going through devastating times, it is a test. It is a test of faith. It is a test to see how we can persevere. So even in the midst of difficult times, say, "Lord, thank you." Say, "Universe, thank you." Whatever you want to say thank you to, just say thank you to God, because He's promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. So even when we're going through those difficult storms, He's there. Number 3 is to be intentional. And you know, I play that song "Intentional" all the time, because whatever God does, He does it with intention. And He have access to live with intention. Our intention should be towards Him, towards the bigger picture, always. Never paying attention to what's going on, but to stay focused on the big picture. So be intentional. Write it down. And what Laura says is, whether it's done on paper or on a computer screen, a transformation takes place when thoughts, feelings, and ideas are made concrete by being translated into words. And you know, I'm doing some spring cleaning, and I found some stuff. I've been keeping journals for so long. I found some journals from 1996 and 1997. And when I was reading that now in 2018, I look back at it and I go, "Oh my gosh, I've been struggling with this or that for that long. I've been asking and working on this for this long." And when I look at it, I could see where I have made progress. But I could also see where I have held myself back, because I did not move towards these items with enough intention to change them. So Oprah says to keep a journal, a gratitude journal. So keep a gratitude journal. Write down every single thing, every single day. Find 5 things that you are grateful for, and write it in your gratitude journal. Number 4, make practicing gratitude a habit. our everyday lives are prepared with habits, are peppered with habits that are part of our daily routine and have become a natural instinct, extension of who we are and how we choose to live our lives. So gratitude needs to become one of those habits, says Laura. And if you practice gratitude long enough, you say thank you, even to yourself. You know, say thank you. You do something nice for yourself, say thank you, give yourself a pat on the back. Because you know something? The one person who has been with you through your entire life, through thick and thin, is you. So have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said to yourself, thank you for helping me through this. Thank you for being there with me when I was doing this. Thank you for giving me the courage to stand up to this person. Thank you for giving me the courage to overcome this habit. Have you ever thanked yourself for the support, encouragement that you have been giving to yourself all of your life? You know, you blame yourself for a lot. We tend to blame ourselves for so many things, but do you thank yourself? You know, I speak to myself in the mirror. I tell myself I love you. I give myself kisses and hugs. And it was something that I did very, very often. And what I noticed the other day that I had to stop in the mirror and speak to myself is I realized that I stopped doing that. Have you noticed how the things you used to do as when you were younger that encouraged you, that made you feel good, you stop doing, all of a sudden you just stop doing. You don't even know when it happened, but you just stop doing it. And so I had to stop in the mirror and looked at myself and give myself a kiss and say, oh my goodness, you look good. You look good, you look good, you look good. I love you. Thank you. Because we have to give gratitude our spirit, to our soul, because it's been with us from day one. And it's going to be the only one left when we're gone. Never to depart. No matter how many friends you have, no matter how many people you have in your life, how many people you have been with, lovers, husbands, children, doesn't matter, siblings, the one person who's been there all along, who knows every secret, who has felt every pain, every trauma, who has been through every mountain, valley, stream, flood, is yourself. Gratitude to yourself. Tell yourself what you are grateful for about yourself. And number five, share with others. Joy has a way of spreading when, as natural extensions of acknowledging and expressing gratitude for our blessings, we take things another step and extend part of those blessings to others. Stop taking people in your lives for granted. Stop taking strangers for granted. Because the stranger you take for granted today might be the angel in your life. You know, angels come. We like to speak about angels, but angels come in different forms. Don't look down on people just because they don't look like you, they don't work where you work, they don't have the same education as you, they are not a part of your clique, they are not a part of your sorority, they are not part of your race or your culture. Do not look down on people. Set your boundaries, respect yourself, set your boundaries, but do not look down on tension to the crowd you allow yourself to be associated with, because after all, you are not only responsible for the energy that you bring in the environment that you are in, you are also responsible for the energy that you allow into your space. Hear that. You are responsible for the energy that you allow into your space. But do not take people for granted. Share with others. Gratitude is something that we share. Being grateful for being in a wonderful mood. Share it by spreading smiles and cheerfulness. I have this thing that I do personally. If I am upset, I do not hug people. If I see someone and their energy doesn't feel right to me, I do not hug you. I have matured enough to understand not only am I responsible for the energy that I bring, I am also responsible for the energy that I allow to enter into my personal space. And so are you. So on this Gratitude Wednesday, I hope you heard something that would make a difference in your life, that will allow you to be a bit more grateful, to live with a spirit of gratitude. I hope you learned something that is going to take you to another level on your journey with gratitude.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that. A Right Start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family.
Right Start is for men and women. If you want to try any of the 4Life products that you hear on this program, visit my website, www.4life.com/blaze, or give me a call at 315-333-2377. Visit my Facebook page, For Health. My Facebook page, Health is Wealth. My name is Blaze. I am your host, saying thank you, good night, God bless you, I love you. See you tomorrow night for Prayerful Thursday. You can send your prayer request to my Facebook, Healthy Blaze Sylvester, or send me an email or message, and I would be more than happy to pray for you. I leave you with 10th Avenue North Control. My name is Blaze. Saying thank you, good night.
Here I am, all my intention, all my obsessions, I wanna lay them all. I'm not entitled, still you call me your child. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Plans shattered and broken,
program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dum, da-dum,
Progressive da-dum, Casualty da-dum. Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever Panera delivers for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.